Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We ballin', boy.
Yeah, shout out to E. Reed. What did he get? He got his Hall of Fame ring at the Ravens game on Sunday night?
Yeah, he was wearing that sweet Canes jacket.
Oh, those Canes starter jackets, man. Those things look sweet as hell.
What you know about me, boy?
Yeah, good for him. Ray Lewis was there. I think Ed Reed beat Ray Lewis on speech time at the Hall of Fame? Because Ed Reed gave himself a speech.
I don't think he beat Ray Lewis, though. Ray Lewis, like, 35 minutes.
I think he came close.
He was close.
I think he came close.
Ray Lewis.
Whew. Ray Lewis is passionate. He's got a lot of things to say.
Who dubbed the song in? Jesus.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it wasn't... I don't think it was ever originally recorded that great.
No, yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yesterday was Monday Night Football. Black Cat on the field. That's your wrap-up.
Somebody said, you remember when Heat players used to do clean interviews?
Nope. Not anymore. It's a new era. New day, new dawn.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Duncan Robinson starts dropping mother bleepers in the middle of interviews.
Best trip here.
That's not him.
I know.
Who?
I just can't stop saying best trip here.
Yeah, you love you some Tyler Hero, huh?
My son is obsessed.
Why?
Really?
Just boy wonder?
He's obsessed. I don't know why.
And it's amazing because Tyler Hero is kind of like your son. If he talks trash, nobody knows about it. Because he's...
Sneaky trash talker.
Yeah.
Does your son talk trash on the field?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, on the soccer field? Oh,
your
yeah.
son is Tyler Hero.
Yeah, correct. But in person, he will keep his mouth shut.
And he does have drip because he wears the wide receiver gloves.
Correct.
Best drip here.
To play soccer.
No. He wears goalie gloves when he's in goal, and he doesn't wear gloves when he's out in the field.
Let's get the headlines.
I don't know
this
why wouldn't
is
you?
WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Was I the only one that was cheering for the Cat last night?
Oh no, we were in the house going, get in the end zone! Get in the end zone!
the radio call was, I heard the radio call. That was better than on TV. On TV they were talking about the Cat's quickness. You got good feet.
You got Kevin Harlan from last night, Robbie. Everybody was waiting for Kevin Harlan because Kevin Harlan had the famous call of the man who was drunk when he was sprinting on the field. So everybody was waiting for the Kevin Harlan Cat call yesterday, and how he had to go through because a black cat got on the field yesterday. Everybody was freaking out. It's 4 days after Halloween, and I don't know what that means, but apparently it's close enough to Halloween where it was still a thing. So yesterday, in a pretty boring game at that point,
yep,
between Dallas and the Giants, a feline runs on the field and everybody went crazy.
A black cat is taking the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
black
at the
cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five. He's
Who brought
walking.
The cat?
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, kind of like Barkley and Elliott, but he didn't know where to go. Look at, they're trying to corner him, and they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands. and the fans are running for their line. Now it goes back on the field again. And it's running in the back of the end zone.
Wait, what kind of, like, he made it sound like it was a saber-toothed tiger. Like,
you,
the cat is in the stands. Now the fans are running for their lives.
I think Kevin Harlan's the best in the business.
He is really good.
I think he's the best. Like, just the way.
He knows when he can make fun, have light. Like, his timing and his delivery is awesome because.
Like, I don't know if Kevin Harlan's ever been, like, the announcer in a movie, like a mock sports movie, but he'd be, like, he'd be perfect.
Right.
Like, the next Bob Uecker. That was funny. Let's get the headlines.
We played it already.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Hit the headlines.
Even I know that.
I mean, jeez.
Wait. We hit an all-time low last night.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
On the text?
Yes!
Because we're talking about this black cat.
Right! It's unbelievable.
I wasn't paying attention, man.
Yesterday, we have a group text. It goes on. We gallivant around with stories that are going on, and just mostly bleeping with each other. But, you know, we're talking about the cat, obviously. And, well, mostly we're talking about Mike Francesa Fartgate, which we'll get to later on in today's show. But B's texts in. He goes, black cat on the field. And then I chime in with, looks exactly like Senor Gato, which he does. I got nervous. I was looking for him. Then I send a tweet from Armando Salguero because everybody's going crazy about the cat. Armando had the take, cat is not that funny, to which I added that sound effect. Then we were all waiting for, of course, Kevin Harlan's call. I send that in. And then, I don't know, what was it? It was, I sent mine at 9:47, and B sent his at 10:02, the exact same link. The exact same call, the exact same everything. And we, of course, had our Houston, we have a problem moment, which is Beast's, it's his go-to move on the show, really. He never leaves us.
All right, let's get to the headlines.
There was another one where it's like, will he say, Houston, we have a problem?
Oh, that's a yes.
I say no way.
Yes, what? Yes, a plus 250.
No way.
No way.
No way.
Nope.
They're in Houston, but Houston's not playing. So they kind of.
The only way that happens is if there's a blackout again. Like there was in the Ravens versus 49ers.
Oh, this is a good one. Will the term Houston, we have a problem be said on TV during the live broadcast? Yes, plus 250, no, minus 400.
Robbie, help me out here.
Turn his mic off.
Wait, I mean, like, we just had a 5-minute conversation about it. We didn't just say it.
I thundered in with that.
And you wonder why we don't.
It hasn't been the last time, by the way.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Plenty of times.
I continue to do that.
Paul George's billboards.
All right. So let's get to this. Monday Night Football last night in the game where Senor Gato was running all over the place. The Cowboys beat the Giants 37-18. Big hoops night in South Florida. We got the Miami Heat beginning a 3-game road trip out in Denver. Tip-off against the Nuggets from the Pepsi Center set for 9. Coverage on the ticket begins at 8 with Zaz and Tommy Tighe. The JetBlue Vacations pregame show. Miami is a 5-point dog tonight. Meanwhile, down in the Gables, the Watts go center. The Canes opening their hoop season. They got a nice big recruit yesterday. Jim Larinaga's whaling.
He's out there harpooning.
Got our boy with Timberlake from Dematha up in the Mid-Atlantic. So good for them. Canes basketball hosting number 5 Louisville. 6:30 tip off tonight. 6 o'clock is when they'll have the broadcast on 560 The Joe. Hawk and Crowder will be broadcasting live from the Watsco Center this afternoon. Yeah, thanks to our engineering department for getting that all worked out. With no problems. And then
it works out perfectly with the times, but the Heat play at 9 and the Canes play at 6:30. There's no conflict. The game, the Canes game went like around 8:30. It's beautiful.
Nice little sports night.
Unfortunately, I have soccer practice at 6. Anyways.
Get the app. Get your app. Bring an iPad.
No. While I'm coaching, I'm sure the kids will love that.
Oh, you're a coach?
Here's the move. You put it on a clipboard.
They take you serious?
Yeah.
I need to
see
this.
You got a whistle?
I don't have a whistle.
All you need to bring is this.
My co-coach has got one of those. That's why he's great at that. He whistles.
I'll tell you what I love. I was telling Beast during the break.
Zazzo's coaching too in the same division against me.
He
looks like he's been coaching about 30 years.
Zazzo still looks like he's agonizing over film.
Who's Adam Gase?
Like in short shorts.
Oh, it says those little shorts.
Like the
like Todd in the commercial.
Yeah.
I was telling Beast because I went to Panthers practice yesterday, and this Quinville, I mean, he's got the look. I love the fact because Quinville and the hockey coach, they got the skates on. He's not only got the skates on, but he's skating with a stick. So he's like,
that's for balance.
No. I'm telling. He's nimble. He's still got it. So he's got like the coach's jumpsuit attire with the skates on with a stick. Like he looks like he is out there coaching him up. But he's involved because he's got a hockey stick there. Like we were trying to compare like what coach with equipment, and the only thing you can kind of equate it to is like a baseball manager with the Fungo bat during spring training. But like
that
doesn't look quite as cool. And managers look kind of goofy because they're in the uniform. Quinville's kind of got like his own coaching look, but he's got hockey attire also.
Here, let me explain. In football, coaches always try to give demonstrations. Never works out.
Not even Belichick?
No. Last time Belichick got in between a bunch of players, he got punched. Trying to break up a fight. It was, whew.
All right. We got all sorts of other stuff going on. We got injury action in football. Preston Williams done for the year, torn ACL. So that's not good for the Dolphins. Also with the Dolphins, Mark Walton has been suspended for 4 games for violating the NFL's conduct and substance abuse policy.
It sucks for Preston Williams too because
he was
he was one of the best finds of the season.
Yeah,
terrible season.
And he was considered the guy all of a sudden.
He was filling a need.
And also like, when's he going to be ready? Like, hopefully he'll be ready by the start of the season.
Is ACL
training camp is a question
months.
Mark.
But here, I will say this. Depending on what position, like I know at running back, you can play in 11, 12 months, but you ain't right for 2 years. Yeah, 18 months to where you, like, because a lot of times you can play, but you have that big knee brace on. So it's awkward. For a wide receiver, that's even harder cutting.
Yeah,
well, so
I think I saw in the article it was a Cordae Tankersley. He got hurt last year. He tore his ACL. He still hasn't been active in a game.
Right.
So,
right.
Think about it.
You plant like you got to like of all the positions on the field, that's hard cutting.
Yep.
Yeah. Correct.
Coming out of your
and he's a physical receiver.
Right.
So Mark Walton is suspended for all the shenanigans, which means the 3 arrests in the offseason. Nothing new, just that.
They knew it was coming.
Yeah, to the Canes. And the Dolphins said they're fine. He's back on the team. And
you know what time it is, boys.
What's that?
This is JHI time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Come on, baby. Come on.
What's up there, Coach Floyd? It's JHI, back-to-back 2 New York games. Who's you need a run back there, love? My services are available for a good 8 weeks. I got it,
man. I'm going to be Heidel's niece.
It's great, you're limber. You crack it up a little bit. You get limber, loosen up.
Put the phone just by your knee and work your knee back and forth.
That's my cat. There's a cat running on the field. Listen, Coach.
You know that bone on bone.
Listen, Coach, I'll go roll a deal. Listen, I got taken away because it's Coach Gase. He was a real wanker. You know, out there, he's like,
No, actually.
Coach.
Actually, nothing against JJ, but they got rid of him at the best time because he hasn't been the same since.
All right,
what a Super Bowl!
Anywho, the
so did Trent Dilfer.
No, that's not the same.
Yes, pretty much.
It pretty much is.
He was kicking ass in the playoffs.
Canes injury update. Bubba Bolden, the safety, done for the year. Ankle injury.
He was sharing the ass-kicking duties.
Whatever.
Heard it celebrating in
yards?
The Florida State game. I'm just going to talk to you guys.
Back to the original game. You've only been done 4 times in football history, love. You got OG
That was
Simpson.
3 years ago.
You got Ricky Williams. You got Earl Campbell. You got JJ. That's four.
According to that theory, Eli Manning should still be the quarterback.
Yeah, British Bulldog.
Brevin Jordan day-to-day with an injury, but hopefully he can
British
play against
Bulldog
Louisville.
Love. Remember old wrestler? He goes out there. That's my running style. Bring me back to the Dolphins.
WTXL-TV in Tallahassee reports that the Noles and Bob Stoops, former Oklahoma coach, are close to a head coaching deal. Of course, that would mean he would have to tell Vince McMahon, no, I cannot be the GM and the head coach of the Dallas Renegades in the XFL.
Please, he'd be like,
what is on your eye? Close your eye for a second. No,
you got glitter on your eye.
Yeah, you got glitter all over you.
Oh, no, from what? Like, what is that from?
You got some orange fuzz on your eye.
Yeah, I don't know what's
going
really?
On.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I must have did.
It's a little off-nerving.
Hey, how would Greasy sign if a black cat ran on the field?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Huge controversy hit the airwaves yesterday. That's next. Those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up on November 16th, it's our dribble drive against cancer. Our own Jonathan Zaza leads the way as he goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. If you guys want to form teams or donate, go to heathelpcure.org. You guys can do that there. You guys could also do the shorter dribble drive from Vizcaya to the arena. That's like 3.3 miles. And then there's the dribble drive dash, which is like for families and all that stuff. You guys want to just have a cool experience. The dribble drive dash, that goes around the perimeter of the arena. So all that for you. Really great cause. It's coming up in, man, coming up quick. 10 days time. So check that on out, man. If you guys want to form a team, donate. Awesome, awesome cause. HeatHelpCure.org. What are you up to, man? You up to more shenanigans?
No.
He was sneaking around. Who'd you scare now?
I didn't scare anybody, but I'm like... I asked Matt. I said, Matt, I thought you were a fitness trainer. He goes, no, I'm a manager. I'm like, well, where in the diet does it say 30 munchkins every morning? He's a box of munchkins every morning.
Wait, he manages a gym?
Yes. None of his clothes fit. He's like, man, when we first met him, he just had the little booty shorts on, but
yeah,
he was like Philip Seymour Hoffman. He was small. Yeah, now he's a giant.
Just a man out there exposing his thighs.
Right.
Getting his tan on in the South Florida sun.
I'm telling you, it looked like he was doing a thong song commercial. The dude's shorts were just so short.
I could see him being at the gym, like eating his munchkins while everyone's doing crunches in front of him. Another 10. Do another one. He's just in there on his
Not
chair.
The right form, bruh.
He's definitely the Brock guy.
So Adam Gase, he got his lickings yesterday in the national media. First, Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith went on First Take yesterday, and this is what he had to say about the New York Jets head coach after losing to the winless Miami Dolphins at the time.
They should fire their head coach. He's a waste of time. He never should have been the head coach for the New York Jets to begin with. Listen, this is a guy that, as far as I'm concerned, didn't do that great of a job in Miami, which is within the same division. And you come to the New York Jets, and listen, I'm not going to even get into the fact that when he first got the job with the New York Jets, he showed up to that press conference. I'm going to say it. He looked high. Okay? Somebody needs to say, go back. He looked high. Period. Had me wondering what the hell is he on. Okay?
He's not wrong. I don't think he was high, but I can't say that he wasn't high. He did look high. Look, he saw an imaginary taco, which is a hilarious meme. But perhaps nobody gave the biggest ripping to Adam Gase yesterday.
I can't help.
As much as the sports pope, Mike Francesa.
Oh, my God, no.
I understand how much work they put into this, especially NFL head coaches. But when you cannot function, when you're not functioning as a franchise,
that's
when you have to make a change. And to me, the Jets, as they get ready for the Giant game, are not functioning as a franchise. There's no way in the world they should lose to a Dolphin team that doesn't even want to win.
Now,
what was that? What happened there?
Perhaps you missed it in the midst of this beautiful soliloquy from sports radio talk legend, Hall of Famer.
I mean, that's the excellence right there.
The Pope. Mike Francesa.
I understand how much work they put into this, especially NFL head coaches. But when you cannot function.
What was that?
That's a fart.
What?
That's a fart.
He just, now, I mean, you can tell
you
he took a
cannot function.
He took a deep breath.
Can you stop talking over the sound?
No. Listen. This is a fart, Leroy.
When you cannot function.
Now, this blew up yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
In so many ways. The New York Daily News.
No pun intended, by the way.
Put out a headline that says, Mike Francesa appears to rip fart while ripping Adam Gase. Unbelievably, somebody asked him about this on the show yesterday. And you've never heard Mike Francesa so insulted as to somebody accusing him of flatulating during his sports talk radio program.
This is so awesome.
When you were ripping Adam Gase, you know, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were. The Daily News came out with an article that you ripped a fart. I just want to know your point on what you, your.
What are you talking about? I mean, I don't know what, you're just a moron. I mean, now, Mons, what are you sending me, a headline that says what? They actually wrote a headline that said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a second. I'm going to read the headline. Mike Francesa appears to rip fart while ripping Adam Gase. Now, here's the thing. The five-minute morning, which Anthony tapes in the morning, first of all, I it didn't happen. It's a complete lie, which Daily News lies all the time. Secondly, Anthony has to tape that and put it up. If we had something happen, why would we put it up? It's not on live. It's actually something we tape and put up. So we would never put it up. It's not up live, you morons. So if that ever happened, we would stop tape. It would never happen. It's a complete, I swear on my kid's life, it's a fabrication. Shows you you should never believe anything that these morons write. That's, I mean, listen, they stoop to a lot of levels. That just shows you. We tape those every morning. Anthony turns them around. Okay? They're not done live. Anthony has to take it and edit it and put it up. Okay? Now on radio.com. Why would we do it if it we, if we had something happen that we weren't happy with? We can stop it, we can do it over, and Anthony can edit it. So it's not live. So why would that ever happen? First of all, it would never happen, number one. Secondly, how would you, so you're telling me you heard the noise? I mean, just to show you the garbage that these guys write, it's, you know, really, it's not worth picking the paper up. And if to pay for the paper, if you have to pay for that thing now, that rag, you shouldn't even think of it, folks.
He's right on the radio.com app.
Right,
you can rewind.
You can go rewind it right to the flatulence on the radio.com app.
Now, hold on. First of all, I feel terrible for his producer because
Anthony. Poor Anthony.
I feel very bad for Anthony because either two things happened here. All right. One, Francesa farted. And it was missed. Or two, Anthony was in that room with Frances at the same time near a live mic, and he farted.
Well, isn't there like some, didn't he try to point out later there was like a mystery second farter?
I don't know.
I believe later in the show, he tried to come up with an excuse.
So then he is acknowledging there's a fart.
I mean, he tried to come up with like the second farter in the grassy knoll.
Because listen to this clip, the original Robbie. I don't know what other explanation you can have for other than somebody farts during this radio show.
I understand how much work they put into this, especially NFL head coaches. But when you cannot function.
Like,
listen, man.
Somebody said it slipped through the cracks.
No. Dude, I'm sorry. The sports pope had a little tune, man.
I love the fact, though, so this is a huge story in New York, right? The Daily News puts a headline up about it, right. And Francesa has to find out from a phone caller. Hey, the Daily News is reporting you fought it.
Dude, if I was Francesa's producer, I wouldn't tell him that. Because that's exactly why.
You had no choice, though. Somebody brought it up. But wait, hey, did they screen their calls?
Mons. You have to hope nobody brings it up.
Mons.
Yes, somebody screens their calls, but somebody. Listen, it's.
Hey, I want to talk about the Jets last night.
Hey, listen, you know our lovable prank caller, Bill? He gets through every show. It's not that hard. Hey, I want to talk about Monday Night Football last night. What do you want to say? Danny Dimes looks like the truth. All right, cool. There we go. And then you go to Bobo and Hoboken. And he's on, and then all of a sudden he doesn't talk about Danny Dimes. He talks about Mike Francesa farting.
Mons, what's his
headline? You were ripping Adam Gase, yeah. You know, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were. The Daily News came out with an article that you ripped a fart. I just want to know your point on what you... Your...
What are you talking about?
Great play. Hey, I'm going to say it right now. That's good for businessradio.com. That is going to be the highest downloaded day
oh my God.
We have ever had.
Our girl Pam Russo's so happy.
We have ever had, because people are going to be flocking to the app to find out whether or not Francesa legitimately
Someone says, Beast, you shouldn't be laughing. You're not too far removed from that being you. Except there's a big difference. We don't take ourselves seriously.
We're calling out Beast every time he has a reflux. The funny thing is not that Mike Francesa has a farting is funny.
Yeah.
Right? But the funny thing is the denial and how flat out he's denying.
He swore on his kid's life it wasn't a fart.
He swore on his child's life. On his life, Leroy.
The difference between Mike and Beast is Beast comes out the other way.
Well, that's true.
No, but even if it came out the bottom end, like, we would be laughing so yes. hard.
We'd be laughing from out there.
Right.
But we'd be laughing.
I never heard such a thing. You mean, number one, never happened.
You mean to tell me you heard the noise?
Never happened.
Did you hear the noise? I swear my kid's life.
It would never happen. If it did happen, we'd take it out. Why would we allow a fart?
I don't know if you know how this happens, but Anthony,
poor Anthony. I feel so bad for you, sir.
He runs tape on it, and we would stop the tape and edit it, because it's not live, you moron.
It's a squeak by. There's no way listen, if you're just driving by and you think that Mike Francesa is in the middle of a solid Adam Gase rant, there's nothing to edit. Like, it's not like a bomb was dropped in the middle. It was like a ninja star.
When you cannot function.
The Jets may not be functioning, but Francesa's digestive system still is.
Yeah, he's on them probiotics.
You cannot function.
GasX.
It would never happen. We put it right up there on radio.com.
Anthony has to edit it, and if something happened, it didn't, because I swear on my kid's life, but if it did,
it never happened.
Anthony would edit it out, and he put it up there on the radio.com.
I've been doing sports talk radio for 35 years. I never fought on the air.
Do you think Francesa has a cough button?
Oh, 100%. Maybe
he just didn't use it? Like,
he needs a fart button.
I mean, and there's
when
no guarantee
you
yet.
Cannot function.
There's no guarantee he has a cough button. We don't.
Oh, my God. Jimmy Butler had a nice little dig at a bit of an NBA punchline. We'll get to that next. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. It's a Tuesday. Just throwing it out there, Tuesday.
We got any fodder? You're just going to throw something out there?
There is a little fodder. There's fodder on the coaching carousel, as you mentioned, Bob Ooh. Stoops. He is rumored to be the next Florida State head coach. I saw that Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, he wants that job.
Lane Kiffin was reportedly interested, according to Dennis Dodd, but then he came out and denied it on Twitter. I lay that completely because I think the MILF game in Tallahassee is weak.
Yeah, and people tried to fly in and say, well, Jimbo Fisher got divorced while in Tallahassee, but that wasn't because of his philandering. That's because his ex-wife was...
Allegedly. Is it allegedly?
I don't know. She seems...
Well, they're not married anymore.
No, they're not married, and she seemed to be going after much younger boys, or men, I should say.
But the MILF game in Tallahassee, if the MILF game in Tallahassee was stronger, I think you'd see Lane Kiffin make a move, but it's not touching Boca.
He's not on the Waffle House MILF scene. Like, he needs more than Flo, the waitress at the Waffle House.
Yeah, he wants to take him out for mimosas.
Yeah, correct. You know, they don't have that
like
in Tally.
At the Ritz.
Yeah, they don't have any of that in
You Tally. Know, listen, Lane Kiffin, he's doing two things, all right? Lane Kiffin is being coach of the FAU Owls, and then on his side, when it's the offseason, he's playing pool boy. You know, he's playing pool boy to Margo out there.
Yeah, there's no way to park. There's nowhere to park a yacht in Tally.
He's somewhere shirtless. He's putting coconut oil on some Boca beauty's back and, you know, trying to get into her inheritance, I imagine. Like, that's what I imagine Lane Kiffin's life is in Boca. So to up and leave, look, yes, Florida State, much more prestigious football coaching position, but he's been there, done that. I mean, he was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, for God's sakes, at like 20.
He's been at USC, Tennessee, Raiders. He doesn't need that.
What does he need that for? He wants happiness. And happiness for Lane Kiffin, it seems like it's MILF life. That's just, you know.
Hashtag MILF life?
Yeah, I think he's hashtag MILF life. So why is he going to up and leave Tallahassee? Like, I'm not saying there's not beautiful MILFs in Tallahassee,
there's not
like Boca.
There's totally not.
Huh. Nah. But they all married to their cousins.
I've been up and down Tennessee Street. I've been through the Monroe area. I mean, there's
not a lot going
on. Do Canes fans like? Are you fearful of Bob Stoops though? Because that name, like, it's a big name, but it feels a little outdated.
No,
it feels a little outdated to me. Leroy.
Really? Yeah. How about this? You ready?
Yeah.
If I could think of somebody who people thought was outdated and they went back, how about Pete Carroll?
No. Pete Carroll's relevant. He's doing it big time in the NFL.
Okay, but like, he left the NFL because he was terrible.
But wait.
Went to USC.
But when you say outdated, you have to think in terms of recruiting. If Pete Carroll right now left Seattle and went to go coach a big time college. He's on the recruiting trail. The kids know who he is.
Like, Bob Stoops won a championship nearly 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Well, everybody makes this about recruiting.
Bob Stoops, like, one step up from Mark Richt.
They
would
have lost to that Canes that game if they were
like
playing
similar,
the Canes.
I think it's more on the lines of, like, Spurrier. Like, if somebody were to go tell me, hey, we hired
Steve, it's not.
When they go and get Steve Spurrier, I'm like, all right, cool, like, respectable. I'm not saying it's not respectable, but, like, Urban Meyer, if Urban Meyer would have been named, like, if Urban Meyer was hired by Florida State, if you were a Canes fan, you'd be like, oh, no.
Right.
That's an oh, no.
Yeah, you're not worried about Bob Stoops.
Bob
suddenly.
Stoops.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then people bring up, oh, well, he knows the state. He coached at Florida back in the day. Well, yeah, that was 25 years ago. You know.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it's respectable. It's respectable. But, like, look, Oklahoma hasn't missed a beat since he's been gone. Well, in fact, I would say they're more cutting edge than since he's left. Like Lincoln Riley,
he's
been linked to the Cowboys. He's had back-to-back number one picks. Maybe he's turning Jalen Hurts into a first-round pick this year. So, you know, I kind of feel like he was replaced by somebody better.
I wonder
okay,
if this
but
TV
how about this though? I thought he was much older. He's not doing what my man went back to North Carolina has done.
Mac Brown.
Yeah.
He's still relatively young in the coaching.
Oh yeah, no, there's no doubt. But I thought I saw that report yesterday. I was like, are they sure they got the right Stoops? Because I really think Mark Stoops would be the guy.
Well, it definitely makes sense that they have their guy. Like, when I saw them fire Willie Taggart so fast, I'm like, they got it. Well, if you're going to spend $20 million in a buyout,
you already have a replacement.
Yeah, but how much?
Already have a replacement.
No, get that. But how much is Bob Stoops worth? Like, what are they going to pay for Bob Stoops?
$4 or $5 million a year?
So no, I think do you think he's – see if Bob Stoops leaves Oklahoma and goes takes another job, he's a $6, $7 million a year guy. But
– 5, 6, man.
But he's out, so he's back. So are you getting, like, discounted Bob Stoops?
You're going to definitely give him – here, this whole transaction, right, is going to cost the university $50 million.
Yep.
That's amazing to me.
And the one thing I would say that's
– really?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's just crazy. It's just when you think about it.
And the one
and
he becomes the highest paid state employee.
Right, correct.
The thing I would find crazy about it, though, the reason I find it different from when the Canes went and got Mark Richt is the reason Richt was a big deal is because the Canes never went and got a high priced guy.
Also, like, he was actually an alum of the institution.
Yeah, but it wasn't even. But mostly it was like, oh, the Canes went and ponied up to go get a coach.
Right. No, that was the first.
That because was the first time they had done that.
They lucked into Howard, basically coming off. Howard had been an assistant coach, obviously in Alabama and also with the 72 Dolphins.
But then he went to the USFL and it folded.
Right.
And that's how he ended up. Was that
no,
before?
It was,
it was after.
After.
He went to after.
Right. So they got Howard. And then Jimmy Johnson was at Oklahoma State. That was kind of a reach. And then Dennis Erickson was at Washington State. That was kind of a reach. And then they went to Butch, who they got, who was the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys at the time. But... And that was kind of a name at the time, but still, the program was going through the whole Pell Grant scandal and what have you. So again, they weren't out there getting top name on the block.
Yeah, like it's a fine move. I'm not ripping the move. Like, go get if you get Bob Stoops, it's a completely respectable hire. If you're Florida State, but I'm just saying if I'm the Canes, if I'm Blake James, if I'm Manny Diaz, I'm not like, whoo, I'm not shaking in my boots because they got Bob Stoops.
Yesterday, there's all sorts of stories about the Canes were just going to pillage whatever good recruits FSU had locked up.
Yes, you should. You know, please, how many people were using the – Urban Meyer was using the cloud nonstop. Right. Al Golden would never
You think that matters?
Cloud.
I think you guys, like, Like, I don't, I think you guys you overdoing this, right? Like, you think that matters? Like, somebody.
Which one?
That, like, people that want to go to Miami, mm-hmm. right? All they need is somebody competent. They're going to Miami. Because here's where football is now, okay? Why would somebody pick Miami over Alabama?
They like it here?
No. Opportunity to play. Chance to play. And so while everybody says...
Although they've been kind of flimsy with who they decide deserves to play lately.
While everybody's saying you would rather go to Alabama or rather go here, first and foremost, kids want to go and play. So if you are looking at an Alabama or you're looking at, say, maybe a Florida State, like, imagine right now, if you were, say, a fifth quarterback in the rankings, right? And all the teams recruiting you are telling you you're going to sit for a couple of years, right? And you know this beforehand. And then Florida State comes along. Or, you know, a major university comes along that's maybe been struggling a little bit, and they say, you know what? We need a quarterback. We need a running back. We need a pass rush. You can come in and play right away.
Texter writes in, Tally is strong as hell, but it's all young chicks. Another texter writes in, he says, my buddy lives in Tallahassee. He says, meeting women there is like shopping for fruit at midnight on a Saturday.
Oof. Man. Some rough pairs.
Back up, please. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.